Maseches Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, until Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. A couple of Mishnahs ago, the Mishnah told us that a chosan, a groom who marries a woman who has never been married before, and as a result, for the first few days of his marriage, he's anxious to make sure that she indeed has never been married before, and has never had relations before. So because he's distracted as a result of a mitzvah, he is exempt from saying Kriyas Shema. And then we brought a story of Raman Gamliel, who even though he was exempt from saying Kriyas Shema on the night of his wedding, he still went ahead and said Kriyas Shema. And then the Mishnah went a bit sidetracked and brought another couple of stories of Raman Gamliel, where he did something against the norm, and we explained why. Now the Mishnah returns to the original statement of the Mishnah about a chosan, a groom, and the Mishnah tells us, according to the Tanakhama, chosan, a groom who is exempt from saying Kriyas Shema, im rotza likris Kriyas Shema, if he wants to say Kriyas Shema, like Raman Gamliel, Laila HaRishon on the first night, kore, he can say Kriyas Shema, go ahead and do it. However, very interestingly, Raman Shimon Gamliel Omer, Raman Shimon, actually the son of Raman Gamliel, says, Loi koloreitza litola sashem yitol. Not anybody who wants to take the name of being someone who's very particular in mitzvahs, who wants to gain a name of somebody who does mitzvahs even when he doesn't need to do them, not anyone who wants to do that can do it. Meaning, it looks like arrogance. It looks like you're saying, hey, look at me, I'm going to say Kriyas Shema even when I don't need to, I'm going to be extra strict on myself as if I just can't bear not to do the mitzvah, but since most of us are not on that level, it is better that we do not say Kriyas Shema on the night of our wedding, until the Motzei Shabbos afterwards. Now it's actually very interesting, because Tosfos write that nowadays it's the exact opposite. Even on a normal night, we don't have proper kavana when we're saying Shema, and therefore if we didn't say Kriyas Shema on the night of our wedding, we're showing that on a normal night we do have kavana. And that's arrogance. So nowadays, one is obligated and he should say Kriyas Shema on the night of his wedding, and if he doesn't, then that is arrogance.